There's an anti-bullying rally that will take place at 9 a.m. this morning on the Capitol steps, and it will kick off the first walk and talk across Michigan to stop abuse of people and pets. Let's go out to the McLaren Health Plan phone lines and talk with Lisa A. Freeman. She is the president and founder of Abuse Bites. It's a 501c3 corporation. Lisa, good morning. Can you hear us?
Yes, I'm sorry. A call was coming through.
Oh, that's okay. Well, Lisa, big, big day for you. Tell us about this press conference.
Well, today we're going to meet on the Capitol steps, and we'll have a moment of silence for all those who are victimized or bullied. And then we're going to have prayer and kick off with some special speakers. We'll have some T-shirts. I'm going to be speaking, and then my dogs are going to do a trick presentation to the theme of how to get safe when in a bullying or abusive situation. And we're just going to have some music and some information out there, so please stop by. We'd love to see you.
Kevin Epling of Lansing, the co-director of the Bully Police USA. Britt Scudder from New York, who's president of the SISFI, an international organization that deals with bullying as well as suicide. They will be among some of the speakers that you have here. You know, Lisa, we were talking about another bullying story which has hit the national news, and that's bullying in the workplace. And so bullying can take different looks and can affect a lot of different people.
Yes, workers are affected terribly today, and we also educate and show them safety and prevention methods in the workforce as well. So we just want to tackle this thing as a whole, in the community, for families, the schools, the workforces, whatever. Abuse Bites, that's what we're about, is educating, preventing, bringing awareness and healing to entire communities.
Lisa, I recently spoke with a psychologist who mentioned that some types of bullying are almost a rite of passage. And I don't mean anything that may be violent or intimidating, but when you talk about bullying with the hierarchy of men or on an athletic field or with a little brother and a big brother, how would you respond to that?
I'm not quite sure what the question is. I'm sorry.
Well, you know how a little brother may be bullied a little bit by his older brother just because he's the little younger guy?
I think that's more sibling rivalry, but mm-hmm. Sometimes it can get into severe bullying, but usually it's just typical kid stuff, but still it needs to be corrected, and we need to reinforce positive role models in with our kids and as adults being role models to them so they're not bullying.
Lisa, are you happy with the progress? Is there enough progress from your perspective on schools addressing bullying?
I don't think so. I think they're putting a Band-Aid on bullying. I think they're just doing what they can to get by, but obviously it's still a huge problem. Kids are pulling out of school. My son had to pull out of school and finish school in our own home because the bullying was so intense that he almost committed suicide. So no, I don't think it is, and our state's kind of putting a Band-Aid on it too and putting off the law. You know, I mean, they still don't have any laws to reinforce bullying and precautions if you would bully somebody. So we don't have the laws in place. The legislature just needs to get busy and do its job.
Do you think there's enough protections? And what we find from a lot of these bullying challenges, these issues, is that some of these kids see no hope and they end up committing suicide.
Well, there is hope, but yes, the kids are looking at it that way because they don't seem to get the help. When they try to go there, they'll even call the police or whatever, but they may be told that this is not harassment or this is not bullying or there's nothing we can do. And so, it does seem hopeless, but hang in there because we're rooting for you. We're going to be out there today trying to bring more awareness that these laws need to be passed, and we are there to help you, so don't give up.
And finally, you're going to address the bullying of pets. You don't think about that much when you hear the topic of bullying raised. How prevalent a challenge is that?
Yeah, people like a lot of people are passionate about pets and they're pet lovers, but they don't look at the side of abuse. And abuse can be as simple as neglecting, leaving your pet out on the chain and not giving it proper food and water or even attention. I mean, people don't understand pet abuse, but we rescue dogs probably every week here, and the animal controls and humane societies are out of control with cats and dogs that just have been abandoned or abused or burned or, you know, severed limbs, whatever. I mean, it's just unreal, the abuse that animals suffer today.
It's the first annual Walk and Talk Across Michigan to Stop the Abuse of People and Pets. It will start at 9 a.m. on the steps of the Capitol in Lansing. Lisa, for folks who want more information, not only about today's event, but about Abuse Bites, your 501c3 corporation, how do they call you?
They can reach us online at abusebites.com, or they can call us at 989-729-2124. We'd love to hear from anyone.
All right, Lisa, enjoy your day. Have much success. We'll talk with you soon.
Thanks so much.